Hello again. Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. This is talk number 6 in the series where I'm answering the question, what is the Bible all about? And in this talk, we come to the book of Numbers. That might seem like a strange title for a book, but listen to the opening words of the book. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the second year, after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel. So the children of Israel were numbered. In fact, in this book, they are numbered twice. They are numbered here at Mount Sinai, that's recorded in chapter 1, and then much later they are numbered in the plains of Moab before they eventually went into the promised land. The Hebrew title for the book is In the Wilderness, and that's a very appropriate title because the book records what happened to the children of Israel from they left Egypt until they entered into Canaan, the promised land. They arrived at Canaan in the second year of their journey. But the generation who were the adults in that day, those who had come out of Egypt as adults, they refused to go into the promised land. Moses had sent spies in. The spies had returned with a report on the land, and Joshua and Caleb, the two who gave a good report, said, yes, it is a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord said. But the other spies, they discouraged the people. They said, we couldn't conquer the people here. They're real warriors. They're giants. And their cities are walled. We couldn't conquer the land. And they did not believe God that he would enable them to conquer it. They did not obey God when he told them to go in and conquer the land. So the Lord sent them back through the wilderness. And the Lord said that all of the adults who had made this decision not to go into the promised land would die in the wilderness. And it was 40 years then from the children of Israel left Egypt until they came to the promised land a second time, and the second generation did go in and did conquer the land. So there was colossal waste of time. And I suppose that's typical of our lives, isn't it? We tend to waste time. I said that each book in the Bible teaches something about Jesus Christ. And I want to read you some verses here from chapter 21. I'll read from verse 4 to verse 9. And then we'll see that Jesus uses this incident to speak of himself. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, saying, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water. And our soul loathes this worthless bread, they were referring to the manna there. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. when Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, he said this, and it's recorded in John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. When the serpents were sent among the people in God's judgment on them for speaking against him and against Moses, the venom of their bite was killing people. We have been bitten with that old serpent, the devil, and his venom. We are suffering from the effects of sin, and the finished work of sin is death, so says the Word of God. And just as they, if they were bitten by the serpents, looked to the bronze serpent and were healed, so we, bitten by sin, can look to Jesus Christ and be healed. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And all we need to do is to come to Jesus with our burden of sin, with our problem of sin, confess our sins, accept him as our Saviour and Lord. Our sins will be forgiven, and we'll travel on to the promised land. This book of Numbers, in recording the journeys in the wilderness, gives us a picture of life, particularly the life of the Christian. The life of the Christian who is redeemed from bondage in Egypt, bondage in the world, and then is travelling towards heaven, towards the promised land, toward the land flowing with milk and honey. These are pictures that the Bible brings before us. And there are so many lessons that flow to us from this book. We're told how we can get things right by taking the Word of God seriously, for example. That's what the children of Israel had to do if they wanted to be successful in their journey through the wilderness. They learned that the wilderness was a place of conflict and difficulty, and life is a place of conflict and difficulty. They learned that unity was important. They learned that you need to know your place and take your place and be dependable. So many lessons for life that flow from this book. There's the lesson that you can set things right when they go wrong. There's the lesson that you can keep things right when they're going well. The Lord told them as they traveled through the wilderness, he told them where to stop, how long to rest, and when to start journeying again, and what direction to go in. And if we travel at God's speed, as it were, if we live under his instructions, then things will go right for us. It brings out lessons about the problems you can have in the journey of life. They had many problems. A lot of their problems came from their attitude, their bad attitude, their complaining attitude. They complained about the food. They complained about the leaders. They complained about God's judgment. They complained about thirst. They had always something to complain about, and that caused them problems during the journey. The possibilities of the journey are brought out in the things that happen. Broadly, there were two possibilities, either victory or defeat, according to how they followed the Lord. It's an amazing book for lessons, and it covers that period of 40 years when the people of Israel were delivered from the land of Egypt and were brought into the promised land, into the land of Canaan. There are some beautiful verses in the book, and I would like to read a couple of verses from chapter 6. It's verses 24 to 26. A beautiful blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. What a wonderful blessing that Aaron was to give. Aaron, as the high priest, was to pronounce upon Israel. That's a blessing you will enjoy if you follow the Lord. The big lesson from the book of Numbers is the failure of that first generation to enter into the promised land. The subject is taken up in the book of Hebrews, and I'm going to read some verses here from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15, and reading through to verse 1 in chapter 4. Today, if you will hear God's voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? But with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you should seem to come short of it. God offers us the possibility of entering into the eternal promised land, into heaven itself. When God makes that offer to you, don't refuse it. Don't fear. Don't turn back to die in the wilderness. Verse 11 of chapter 4 in Hebrews says this: let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest any of you fall according to the same example of disobedience. When the Lord calls him to himself, calls us to himself, may we obey his call and may we come to him. May you come to know Jesus Christ as your own personal Saviour, then this blessing which is in the book of Numbers can be applied to you. May God bless you. Amen.